They're now being found in California. They're being found in the state of Washington. They're being found in inland lakes in Canada. They're working their way across the prairies. And the call to action is being sounded. If anybody is going to respond, it's you and I. We need to be aware and we need to take care. And to that end, a webinar is being held on this Wednesday, June the 19th, from 10 in the morning till noon. Anna Warwick-Sears, who should be watching this?
Well, the webinar is intended for people who are local government staff, people who run water utilities, but also for the public, anyone who wants to understand what the risks are and what exactly is being done by the province and the local agencies to combat it. I think that mostly it seems like a sort of a bizarre thing to be raising the threat about, like how could a tiny mussel put our beaches at risk or boating at risk or something. But this, it really will demystify what the issues are and talk about what's being done about it.
So effectively, it's opened the door to conversation. But the other side of it is that you're definitely as well trying to raise the fear factor almost, because it is fear that causes so many of us to respond.
We talked about whether or not we should really emphasize the scariness of the invasion, because everyone wants to have feel-good campaigns right now. But the truth is that it is a pretty scary thing. For being as small as they are, these mussels have a very, very dramatic effect on the lake and on the ecosystem of the lake. There's so many of them. You said millions, but really there's potential for billions of them. The Okanagan Lake system has a high calcium content in the water, and that means that the mussels grow really fast, and one female can have as many as a million offspring a year.
What do we call these? Spore? Or is it...
I think you'd call them larvae.
Okay, there. That's a better word. Larvae.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, Ian wanted to join in on this conversation, and I thought it might be worthwhile. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Phil. I think any kind of inspection process is going to be very heavily opposed by the tourism sector. But... really, we're geographically blessed in that we have a limited number of entry points, and a user pay system for inspections at those points. I mean, people coming in from Alberta, and really that's the main direction they're coming from, with a $100,000 boat aren't going to be set back much by a $100 fee to bring their boat in. Now's the time to stop it.
Doug Findlater. Ian brings up a good point. Let's go to Doug.
Yeah, this is the key to it. We do have so-called defensible borders. There's a limited number of entry points along the Washington and Alberta borders. We do have NWT and Yukon, but I'm not convinced that they are a real threat. So engaging the federal and the provincial governments into some kind of an inspection process is key. We've had correspondence from the board and various municipalities to ministers at the federal and provincial level. Recently, OBWB had a strategic planning session, and a number of us have said, we really have to step this up beyond public education, and we asked Anna and her staff to come back with a plan that could be implemented by the province, that could be looked at by local governments, in fact, for on-site inspection. It may get to that, and of course, facilities for cleaning boats as well. Currently, there are some inspections that are done by volunteers, and maybe that program has to be ramped up.
All right. Well, listen, to the two of you, this is an ongoing conversation, and I just want to keep revisiting it with both of you. Dr. Anna Warwick-Sears, the Executive Director for the Okanagan Basin Water Board, and Doug Findlater, Mayor of West Kelowna, but acting as a voice of CORD. Very quickly, I've got about 30 seconds. Anna, how does somebody plug into this webinar if they want to see more? I guess it's limited to 100, so... you want to make sure the right people are at the other end of that, don't you?
I would encourage anybody who's interested to go to Eventbrite on their website and search for zebra mussel on there, and you can find information that'll take you to the webinar.
Well, to the two of you, I want to thank you very much for your time this morning. Certainly, you've been advancing the cause, the story, and raising awareness. And it is definitely something that we all should be very concerned about. Need to stop down on the other side. When we come back, the Ride to Conquer Cancer, $10 million raised over the weekend. More than 2,500 riders. There was a tragedy on the course, and a young 16, 17-year-old man, young man from Victoria, has died. But overarching all of that is the much bigger, much larger story of this fifth year for the Ride to Conquer Cancer. I was privileged to be a part of it. We're going to talk with Doug Nelson. He's the president and the CEO of the BC Cancer Foundation. And as well, we're going to spend some time with Cynthia Waldeck-Peters, who is the driver and the executive director over there at the Okanagan Cancer Center, the Southern Okanagan Cancer Center. Spend a couple of moments talking about this disease called cancer. I live in a time of cancer, as do you. Back after this.